You just starting it?
Yeah, we're just going.
Fuck. I need my notes, bro.
You don't need notes. That's fine. You don't need to sit down. All right. Riley's just over here moaning into the microphone eating this cookie.
I'm going to town on this cookie. I can eat cookies.
Nah. It's okay. He edits it out.
No.
He's not going to edit this out.
Yeah, his voice is good. Something.
It sounded good.
The editor does not like that.
The editor can...
Fuck off.
Fuck off.
Okay, all right. I'll just do whatever, I guess.
What's going on, guys?
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Downshift.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I don't do that, but then Hayden always hits the...
What's up, guys?
Yeah, every single time. You're not going to do it this time?
Are you going to introduce us?
They know who we are.
Well, yeah, but you're like, welcome back to another podcast. All right,
welcome back to another episode of the Off the Path podcast.
What's up, guys?
Hi.
It gets worse every single episode. We do have our good friend Derek here.
How's it going?
He's our guest today, and we're really glad you're here.
Are you?
Oh, okay.
I'm here
against all odds, honestly.
Jerry. You got stung by a bee today?
Wasp.
Yeah. Three times.
Yeah. Two in the shoulder blade and one in the lower back.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
He was pissed.
Yeah.
Brody's. I want to know how he got back there because you were sitting.
Yeah. So he just like flew in the BRZ.
Well, yeah,
I was driving, and then I heard something go behind me.
Uh huh.
I didn't know what the fuck was going on.
Yeah.
And then you leaned forward.
First couple of minutes,
it's fine, dude.
But yeah, and then I just felt like a burning sensation in my back. I was like, "What the hell is going on?"
Yeah, and it was a wasp.
And then I yeeted out the car.
You did. And then I yeeted the wasp out the car.
And then he yeeted the wasp out of the car. So we're thanks
fact
again
that
for that.
After all that shit he went through, he just flew away into the tree.
Yeah. Bro got sat on by a 300-pound dude.
I was surprised that he wasn't, like, upset.
Yeah,
got pissed at one of us and just started hunting one of us, because that's normally what they do.
Yeah, true. Well,
he was probably too far away from his home.
Guns, he lost his pack, dude.
Yeah, that's fair.
You at least drove, like, a mile from his house? That's going to take him years to find.
Oh, yeah. Get fucked, nerd. Just get for stinging me, dog.
Yeah.
We should tell him what we were doing when you got stung by a bee. What did we do?
Oh, we had a lovely day out with some sport compact homies.
It was a lovely day.
Yeah.
It was such a nice day today.
Oh, God. The weather was perfect.
Yeah.
So good. Yeah, no, we went on a cruise with some homies.
Yeah, we did Old Freeze Out Road up to Black Canyon. Yep. Had some lunch at the Triangle Restaurant, which was pretty good.
Shout out the Triangle, dude. That was amazing.
Yep, the prime rib French dip. Very spendy, but slapped.
I got the wagon wheel burger.
Oh, you got the wagon?
I burged out, dude. I burged. Shit. It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Oh, yeah.
Hayden got a fucking salad.
I did.
Yo, hell yeah.
What's wrong with my salad?
How was the salad, dog?
It was delicious.
Good.
You like this salad?
It was a Caesar salad. They're always good.
What kind of chicken was on that? It looked like red chicken.
I don't know. It was colored chicken. It was just, I don't know. It tasted like chicken.
Tasted like normal chicken?
Yeah.
Didn't have any seasonings on it?
It might have. I just,
the
not
seasoning
enough.
Was red number 40.
Ooh, my favorite.
I love consuming red number 40.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, it was a really good cruise.
Yeah,
it was a really
good
day.
Out. Nathan got a flat tire in the Audi. That was fun.
Yeah. R.I.P.
And then we passed him as he stopped to fill it up for the second time.
I felt so bad when we passed him. I was like, should I stop?
When he waved, I was like, all right, we're good.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't
He's
see
got
the
this under control.
You
I didn't see the wave.
Yeah.
Enough, but yeah, he waved, and so.
Yeah.
Everybody kept chilling.
Yep.
Yeah, and then I got stung by a wasp.
And you got stung by a wasp.
And then I went home, popped two Benadryl, passed out, and made it here an hour late.
Yeah, but it's fine.
It works.
We chilling. But I brought cookies. So
pop two Bennies.
How are the cookies, dogs?
The cookies are so good.
They're delicious.
I love the cookies.
Shout out my mom, who's literally never going to listen to this.
Yeah.
What if she does?
Also in, currently in the air over Canada right now, flying to Paris.
Paris is amazing.
I know.
I say that like I've been there. I've never been there.
Well,
but
yeah, exactly. Same.
No, any time that someone mentions their parent, I just really hope they don't listen to the podcast.
No, first of all, my mom does not listen to podcasts. Second of all, wouldn't give her the opportunity to listen to this. So I said the fuck word immediately.
That's fair.
2 minutes in.
Yeah,
3 minutes
I can't
in.
I can't disappoint her like that. Dog.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Just in every other way.
Yeah. No, it was a really good day. The cookies, dude. Your mom's the only person I know that puts salt on cookies.
Yeah.
And it just slaps in like a really different way.
Yeah, it's, she's one of the few white people that knows how to use seasoning.
I was going to say, my dad does that.
Is salt a seasoning?
Technically.
I feel like it's just salt. Like, it's in the salt category.
Well, yeah, but you season meat with salt and pepper and then other seasonings.
True, true.
It's just the main seasoning.
It is.
I feel like salt can just, like, solo. Like, it has its own category. It doesn't
We're
really
not getting into soloing again, dog.
No.
I want to get into soloing.
Episode 3. And nothing else.
Episode 3 was insane. All right. Well, one more thing that I wanted to address. We were supposed to have our other good friend here.
Yeah, so yeah. That didn't go well.
Yeah, due to really unfortunate circumstances, his car broke down on the way to come see us.
Yeah.
So shout out, Randall. We miss you.
Yeah, we'll hopefully see you up here next week.
Yeah, and hopefully next weekend. So you might get a taste of Randall next weekend.
Yeah, but Randall, the Randall one's going to be good. That's going to be definitely one to watch out for. This is just the appetizer for that.
Yeah, yeah. We have a new tradition. It's not a tradition at all, but we just do it every single time.
We do?
While we're warming up. We talk about our week.
Oh, do we need to do that this time?
I have some insane things that happened this week.
Oh, that's
so
fair.
I could talk about my week.
You did.
But I want to hear from our guest first. How was your week?
How was your week?
Oh, God. I don't know, man. I just go to work and go home.
Yeah. See, he's like me.
Yeah,
I show up to work.
I don't
work.
Do anything
and then I go home.
Because I'm out of money.
Yep. I was also going to work and going home.
Yeah, was.
Yep.
Past tense.
Past tense.
Past tense.
Guys.
Bro is now also out of money.
Yeah, not yet.
Not yet.
We're getting close.
Soon.
No, I'm kidding. How's your week? It's going to be the same answer, I noticed.
Yeah, I already said it. It's like, I go to work. I work. Mm-hmm. I come home.
Yeah.
I thought about doing BMW stuff.
You didn't do anything.
I didn't do anything since last weekend.
Yeah.
And I have a giant list I need to get done.
Yeah.
I took Friday off, and I took Monday off, because Monday's my birthday.
Yeah, we were supposed to work on it both of those days.
Something like
Monday,
that, yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Friday and Monday?
Yeah.
Really? Yep.
Oh. But
Monday is the boys' birthday, and that's when we drop episodes.
Yeah.
So if you're hearing this episode, you should go to our Instagram, or his Instagram, either one, I don't care.
Please don't.
And say happy birthday, Hayden.
Happy birthday. Should we sing it on the pod? Please.
I think we should.
We're not going to do
three,
that.
Three,
you know, two,
one.
I'm going to
screech
the entire
time. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. All right, he ruined
that
it.
Was an
it's over.
Yep.
Or we could just burst into I Spy like usual.
Oh.
I Spy. My girlfriend played that in the car today.
Oh?
And I she doesn't know, like, the bit
of,
like,
really?
Us all singing it together. No. And, no, it was funny because the whole time during, like, the beginning part, I'm just thinking of us singing it. Just, like, staring off into the distance.
Core memory for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Let's talk about my week real quick. Oh?
I don't want to talk about
I'm
you.
I'm going to interrupt your week, actually.
Yeah,
fuck you.
Fuck my week, dude.
One thing that I did not address literally anywhere on social media.
Yeah.
Obviously, we don't have a video element to this, but if you know me, you know Scoob.
Yes.
My Subaru Outback.
Yes.
Not the one that's currently working, the old one.
The other one.
Wednesday, this past Wednesday, the 12th, was my 10-year anniversary of purchasing Scoob.
Really?
Yeah. And I did absolutely fucking nothing for it.
Yeah,
didn't even come see the car.
Yeah.
But the 20th coming up will be Scoob's 23rd birthday.
Aww.
Since being built.
Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. So
it's funny because
there's some useless fucking information for y'all. I know you needed that.
It definitely. It's funny because we've talked before about Hayden's broken car sitting next to us on the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now we get to talk about your broken car sitting next to us on the podcast.
I love having two podcast people with two broken cars sitting next to them on the podcast.
I love it. And neither of them have engines
in
the engine bay.
Do you want to touch tips or something?
Not really.
Okay. I mean, we could just move the cars over and touch their tips.
You could.
Oh, their tips?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we could
there.
Do their tips. Our
God,
tips.
Where did your head? Your tip? What are you talking
Where's
about?
The door, dog. Get out.
Silly ass fucking guy, dude.
Silly goofy mood.
Silly
sure.
goofy dude. Yeah, how's all it feel right. to just get gaslighted the whole episode?
Like
anyway.
Episode 3 again.
Yeah, dude, episode 3.
I'll start it again.
I was kind of hyped that no one was in the rafters when I walked in. I figured when Hayden hearted my message saying the ETA, he would fucking just hop right up there.
No.
No, he was too busy watching.
I gotta move the ladder. It's a lot of work.
He was too busy watching Yoda videos, dude. He showed me two different Yoda videos.
God.
Or whatever those YouTubers are. That are just, like, acting like Yoda.
Yeah, this was it the proximity chat or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, this VR chat.
VR chat.
Wife divorced me, she did.
Took my fucking speeder, she did.
I don't know. I do find it funny, but it was just like 20 minutes of Yoda.
Yikes. All right, Riley, anyway, let's hear about your week.
Dude, my week. All right, cool.
Sorry.
Brother.
I thought that would be funny.
No, he's only doing that because I told him this like in the car on the way here. I finally told him about my week.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
So he's heard it before, but
save
it's
that for the pod, dude. We got to get live reaction.
Yeah, it's but funny we didn't have anything else to talk about.
We were just sitting in the car in silence, and I was like, well, I'm going to save this again on the pod, but I'll tell you about my week.
Yeah.
So the first thing that happened was my girlfriend's dad. He's been battling cancer, obviously.
Yeah.
And he his job just repeatedly has been screwing him over. Like over and over again, and they can't actually fire him because of the laws regarding like having cancer at the workplace. And so they just like cut him to like an at-home job that makes like no money just this week, and massive pay decrease. And so that's the first like really sucky thing that happened to like the family.
Yeah, that blows.
Second thing that happened is Sierra's brother, who is going to be on the podcast eventually. He was in Navy SEAL training.
Oh, wow.
In San Diego. And he was pretty much almost completed with it. And if you don't know anything about Navy SEAL training, they want you to, like, completely raw dog the training. And because they want to, like, test your limits without any, like, benefit at all. And he was taking, like, these supplements for, like, I think it was, like, stamina or something like that. And they flagged the supplements. Kicked him out of the Navy SEAL program for a supplement that 70% of active Navy SEALs use. Yeah, total bullshit. So he gets kicked out of the Navy SEAL program. He's going to be home soon. That's the second shitty thing that happened this week. This is only Tuesday, so things are going well. We smooth cruised into Friday yesterday. And all of this went down on Friday. So I feel like I'm forgetting something.
No?
No, I think this is it. Friday, the first thing that happens is I get laid off.
Awesome.
Yeah. I'm not even going to go into that story unless we naturally come into it, but it's copious amounts of bullshit.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Current job market for real.
Shout out auto dealerships and their scummy, greasy fingers. And then Randall breaks down.
Yep,
that was the second thing that happened Friday.
Randall popped a upper coolant hose on his 4-year-old Velocirin.
Yeah, and so he's not coming. Our weekend plans are like Randall-less,
just in tatters. So we still actually did everything that I had planned, yeah. Just Randall-less. So
well, I didn't hit the Bogue run yesterday, I guess, but I did today. True. So
yeah,
so that's the fourth shitty thing that's happened.
And it only gets worse.
Sweet little cherry on top. Friday night, I'm like, how could this get any worse? And then Sierra texts me and says, hey, her beloved Aunt Penny, she's one of the sweetest women I've ever met, fell off her roof and is in the hospital right now. It's like a broken femur and some other stuff.
Good grief, dude.
Yeah. So out of all of the five really shitty things that happened the week, three of them were on Friday between noon and midnight.
Dude, Friday was not it, apparently. Friday,
and I was like, I had to check. I was like, is it the 13th? And it was not Friday the 13th. It was Friday the 14th. But close enough.
Yeah, same thing.
Was it a full moon?
I don't know. Do you think I care what the moon is doing? It was bright-ish.
It was kind of bright.
Yeah. It was mooning. It was outside.
I was up at Bogus with just the homies that were not here.
Yeah.
And it was very bright up there.
Yeah, but... So that was my week.
Yeah.
So this week's been crazy.
Hell yeah.
But
well, we're through it.
Yeah.
And now we've got next weekend to look forward to.
I'm so excited.
Where we do it again.
I'm so excited for the weekend because, you know, not going to do shit all week, so.
Well, yeah.
The weekend will be good. No, I had some things. The way I like kind of wanted to start it, you know, because I feel like some people that listen are going to know who you are.
Yeah.
We also have a demographic that has no idea who you are.
Probably.
So I just wanted you to introduce yourself, talk a bit about yourself. You know, I know 99% of it is going to be about cars, but...
What's the other 1%?
It's also cars.
Damn it, dude. But yeah, I just want you to...
We invited the most car person on our non-car podcast.
True.
Yeah. That's kind of been the theme so far with the car podcast.
I heard that
your secret plan was to make car people talk about not cars.
That is my secret.
You ain't
going to
do that with me, dog.
I'm going to try. I have some notes here. We're going to give her a swing and
no
see what
comments.
Happens. Damn it.
Fucking God is that.
If you plead the fifth on a non-car topic, I'm probably going to walk out.
I'll just unplug your mic. Riley and I will talk.
Okay. I'll just recline this L.L. Bean seat that came out of my current Outback.
That is true.
And just chill.
That is true. Our guest podcast seat is out of his car.
Yeah.
This is a setup.
It's a setup for sure.
It's the setup. Anyway.
I've been set up.
Tell the boys about yourself.
Well, my name is Derek Sanders. I am 27.
Yes.
I am moderately broke.
Moderately broke.
With moderate severe plaque psoriasis. No.
Whoa!
Had to get you while you were drinking a fucking Baja Blast.
While
dog.
I was taking a drink is so unfair.
God is ass. Anyway, yeah, no, I mean, I've been into cars literally my entire life. I can't remember anything else before.
Okay. Yeah.
Been an unfortunate Subaru enthusiast for the last 10 years now.
Yeah.
You
are diagnosed with 3 Subarus.
That is
an illness.
It's something I'm living with.
Yeah.
With difficulty.
Much difficulty.
I currently have a 2013 BRZ Limited with a 6-speed manual. And
good car.
Great car. Did great today.
Yeah, I did really good.
And a 2003 Subaru Outback LL Bean H6, which has all of the parts from Scoob, my
Porsche.
2001 Outback.
Yes. I can't tell you how happy I was. And this sounds horrible because you did get stung by a wasp, and I'm sorry about that.
I did.
But I can't tell you how happy I was that it wasn't mechanical failure.
Yeah,
being the reason for your BRZ stop. When you pulled over, I was like,
it's all fucking over.
Bitch, dude. I was like, he called it too. He said his engine was going to pop. And then when we were like, I got stung, I was like, oh my gosh, thank you.
Yeah, that's valid. I mean, kind of sad. There was no point today where I was actually properly pushing.
Yeah.
Well, freeze out a little bit.
Freeze out, I would say.
Yeah, but that was also downhill, so it was chilling.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was properly pushing a Q50 with 4 people in it, and it was...
Yeah, well, whose fault is that?
It was scary. It wasn't... I mean, it was partly my fault. It was half my fault, half another person's fault.
Yeah.
So, but it was fun. I mean, we had a good time.
Somehow I'll blame Randall and Hyundai.
I think it's all Randall's fault. Yeah. I think if he would have made it this weekend... You probably wouldn't have gotten stung by a wasp because we'd be
dude,
in
I called him afterwards and told him that.
Really?
Yeah.
That it was his fault?
I was like, I blame Hyundai for this, actually.
You just send Hyundai a lawsuit for your injuries
because it would not
his
be
car
their first.
Broke down. Oh, that'd be really funny.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you want to know?
No, have you ever been interested in something that wasn't cars? And this isn't me trying to like deflect from talking about cars. I'm genuinely curious. Has there ever been an interest to you that wasn't involved with cars?
I like music.
Okay.
Not obviously the kind of music you guys like, but
yeah,
you know, other stuff.
Yeah.
I like dogs.
Dogs are good. I think everybody likes dogs.
I think that dogs go hand in hand with Subarus.
Yeah, well,
according to all of their commercials, dogs go hand in hand.
Dude,
with
their
Subarus.
Commercials are banging for that.
They're pretty sick.
The family
first
of golden retrievers driving Foresters is so good.
Were you ever like actually into music? Did you do anything with music?
Middle school, I was in a band.
Mm-hmm.
I played
okay.
the baritone.
Okay, yeah.
So, just like classical stuff, but yeah. I'm not actually into that.
Yeah.
I liked playing the instrument. I briefly did some piano, but like, I'm not good at it, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can go.
In high school, we had a... There was an elective I was in called Music Technology, which was just, like, producing shit.
Oh, that's cool.
So that I was into, but I never had any of the software at home to work with it, so it never went anywhere.
Gotcha. That makes sense, yeah.
So, but it's always stuff that's interest me. It's just not something I ever, like, went towards.
Yeah. So you just went towards building cars and having cars. So what was your... We'll get into car talk. I don't really care anymore. I'm so far past trying to keep it off car talk.
Good.
This
is the way.
I'm pretty sure every guest we have is somewhat car related.
Yes.
No, there's the one.
Okay, there's one.
There's one. And I made the joke. You know the joke that I made because you texted it to me. Like, so what do you think about the cars these days?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's going to go there. It's going to happen. What was like your first super memorable experience with cars?
Oh God.
T- Take me back to when you were a child.
That's implying I remember what happened when I was a child. I mean, I don't personally remember this, but I was told by several people that what got me into them was the apartment I was in as like an infant. My grandma would sit out with me on the patio and watch cars come through the gate. And just like, oh, there's a blue one. There's a red one.
Yeah, the colors.
Yeah, and let's see. I had a childhood car book called Cars and Trucks and Things That Go.
I had that book.
You
dude.
Had that book. Dude?
I had that book. I
dude,
loved
that
book.
The shit that got me hooked.
I love with the pictures.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, I loved
the
that book.
Picklemobile and shit.
I would read that like a read. It's just pictures.
I still have it somewhere. I gotta
really?
Find it. We'll have to go through that.
100%. I would flip through that once
dude,
a day.
Dude, live pod reading Cars and Trucks and
Please.
Things That Go by Richard Scarry. Shout out Richard Scarry.
Shout out Richard Scarry, dude.
I didn't have this book.
Shit.
Dude, Hayden had no childhood, I swear.
Hayden's childhood was like
I feel like
a fever
was just,
dream.
Yeah.
Like when he
Hayden
tells
was just
yeah.
a different person before 2019.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
He was well he's had bleached hair.
Yeah.
And his voice still hadn't come in.
Yeah.
Okay. By 2019 it had.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
We weren't here for it, so it didn't happen.
I wasn't here for it.
I don't know.
I didn't live in Idaho.
Do you have proof?
I have.
I'm going to put out there publicly that your voice was still not developed.
I have witnesses.
You have witnesses?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll
Allegedly.
See about that.
Boeing will have them killed first.
We can't say that. Boeing is a perfect company, and they've never done anything
Sorry,
wrong.
Boeing allegedly had them killed first.
There you go.
Anyway.
Hayden's very uncomfortable with Boeing talk.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Am
he's,
I?
He's a little superstitious. Last time we talked about Boeing, you shut it down very quickly.
I think that was more just like, I don't know.
You're scared. It's okay.
Fuck Boeing.
Whoa.
Damn, you heard that, Boeing. Get him.
You know what Do that it. Has the same, you know
Bring
what that
it
had
on.
The.
He simply built different, bro. You won't be able to get him.
You know what that had the same vibe as, though? When you're a kid and your friends start swearing.
Yeah.
And you won't yet. And they're like, oh, he doesn't want to swear, blah, 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 like, blah, blah. And they're making fun of you for
yeah.
it. And you just like, you just pop out with the F-bomb. You're like, I got to show him. Like, I got to be cool. When he said fuck one, that was the same exact vibe. He
was
like, they're
the
making fun of me. I have
vibe.
To say
that's,
something.
That's also, thanks for describing my childhood.
That was my childhood.
That was
yeah,
my childhood.
I remember the exact moment I said my first swear word because I was peer pressured into
oh,
it.
I don't.
But yep. Really?
I know it happened in like fourth grade probably.
Yeah. I remember sitting on my buddy's porch and it was him and his little brother and they were raised a little differently than I was. So they were swearing like crazy.
Yeah.
And one of them finally pointed out, the little bastard, that I hadn't said a swear word, like, at all,
yeah.
as long as they'd known me. I think I was, like, 11 or 12. Sorry, mother. Anyway, and one of them was like, oh, Riley doesn't swear. He's scared of swearing. He's a little bit, like, all this stuff. And I just go, this poor spider. I mean, I hate spiders, but I just pointed at a random spider, and I go, this spider's a motherfucker. And they were like...
Hey, yo, fuck this spider.
They were like, oh, he said it. Yeah, dude. But anyway, yeah, no, that gave me the same exact energy when you said that.
So anyway, fuck Boeing, allegedly.
Allegedly, possibly, maybe. I don't really mean it.
I was going to say, I say fuck Boeing, and then it's also like, I tell this, put this out in the world, I will never publicly, not publicly, just, I will never kill myself.
Oh, that's good to know, actually.
I would never do that.
Hayden actually wouldn't. There's some people that say that, and you're like, he probably would. but Hayden actually wouldn't do it.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple years ago.
No.
No? Hayden's got
if
a
I,
weird willpower against that.
That's pretty
if,
based, honestly.
I was
going to
say,
it.
Even a couple years ago, when I was more... depressed than
your,
I was
in your broken heart sticker FRS era.
Yeah, yeah. Though, even though I didn't own an FRS or put broken hearts on any of my cars.
Hey, shut up.
that's when I would have done it, and I didn't. So
good. I'm glad you didn't.
Yeah. Anyway,
let's change subjects.
Hey, this isn't about cars.
Let's talk about suit. All right, no. Back to the topic at hand, though.
Yeah.
So. You get into cars, and your first car was a Volvo, right?
Yeah, my first car was an 86 Volvo 240 DL station wagon.
I like that. I like that.
It was beige with brown leather interior and a shit-ass 4-speed automatic.
Yeah, and what happened to it?
We don't talk about that.
I think we need to talk about it.
I don't want to.
He rolled the sumbitch.
I may have flipped it over a bit.
A bit.
Just a bit. Well, it was actually only a bit. It only went just on its side.
That's fine.
Which was more than it probably should have done.
I love that that car is such a brick.
Yeah.
That it could just roll on its side and not keep rolling over.
Exactly, yeah. Now, the great thing with that Volvo crash was the only good thing to come of it. I actually did not have any injuries as a result of the crash.
Really?
With a non-airbag 86 Volvo.
Yeah.
Seatbelt, obviously.
Yeah.
The injury I sustained was when I jumped down from the passenger door that was up in the air and scraped my knee on an exhaust clamp.
That's so funny to come out from a crash with absolutely, like, no problems and then hurt yourself walking away from the crash.
Yes.
They're like, oh, he walked away from the crash without a scratch. But, like, you can't
and then
say
just
that.
The Peter Griffin.
Yeah. That is really funny.
Yeah.
So, obviously, that was your first car, but you didn't really mod it at all.
I mean, I spent, like, 6 months fixing it. Because I bought it the week after I got my learner's permit down in Vegas.
Okay.
So that was going to be my car once I got my license to drive around. Yeah. So we brought it to my school, had an auto shop.
Yeah.
And brought it there and just did a bunch of stuff over time and got it ready to go.
Yeah.
Then a month after I got my license, I crashed it.
There you go.
So fucking RIP.
Did that hurt like insurance and stuff like that? Or was it relatively?
It didn't go through insurance because it was an 86 Volvo, so it was definitely totaled. Just sent it to pick apart in Vegas and got not even the cost of the tow bill back out of it.
Damn.
Yeah, it was rough. It was not a good time in my life.
When did you... I mean, I know that it was with Scoop. I just want you to kind of walk me through. When did you really get like into modding cars and kind of
making... Oh, that was the car after.
Okay.
It was a 99 Suzuki Grand Vitara 4x4.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I bought it for $500 because I just needed a car. Mm-hmm. The AC and the power steering didn't really work because the belt kind of just fell off.
Yeah.
And I was broke, so I didn't fix it.
Yeah.
It had a really fun electrical issue where if you would use the left turn signal, the hazards would come on as well as the wipers.
That's wild.
And if you got out of it and then touched the door to shut the door, it would shock you.
That's not good.
That's also wild.
Yeah, that's a 160,000 mile Grand Vitara for you.
So how did you shut the door? Did you use the window?
No, I just shut the door.
Oh, you just
shut it. Wasn't a big shock.
You just zap like every day, getting out of his car.
Yeah, like just like a little static electricity charge.
Just a little wake up.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Feeling tired on the way
just
home
what
from
you need
work.
When you get to school.
Yeah.
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 Was it only after you closed the door, or could you like reach out the window and touch it, and it would still zap you?
No, it wouldn't.
Weird.
It was just like if you're out of the car and then you go to shut the door, it would do that.
Interesting. That's really.
Yeah, but it wouldn't do it when you open the door.
Occasionally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Occasionally.
Yeah.
I like that.
I don't know, man. Shit, that was like 15 years ago almost.
Damn.
I just picture Derek like I'm not trying to get zapped today and just go get in through the passenger side.
Just crawling into the.
Like, I don't want to get zapped today.
Now that car definitely had a lot of quirks. And quirks. Maybe a feature.
Maybe a feature or two.
It was a 4x4 with low range, so that was neat.
Yeah. And then was the next one Scoob? Or
the
did
next
you
one
have...
was Scoob, yeah. But the Grand Vitara was actually where I learned car control and all that stuff. We'd go off-roading after school.
Yeah.
In this big, like, quarry basin type thing in Vegas. Yeah. And, did a lot of good slides and J-turns and that shit.
Nice, yeah.
I learned about Plasti Dip when I owned that car, so that was game over.
Yeah, everything after that was like, let's put Plasti Dip on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's sick. Yeah, and so after you got Scoob, that was obviously when you really kind of got into building a lot, though. I mean,
Scoob. Yeah, it was a gradual thing over the course of a lot of years to get to where it was in the end.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the things that people don't realize with a lot of... There's a lot of builds on YouTube or whatever. It's like, we did this in 2 weeks.
Oh, dude.
And they expect everything.
The YouTube and Instagram build series has absolutely ruined There's the concept of time involving.
Oh yeah, there's tons of cars out there that have taken years of just changing things, slightly changing, modifying whatever, to get it to where it looks good, versus like, with the YouTuber guys that can just throw money at things,
and
it just kind of ruins that aspect. You're like, oh, your build's not done. It's like, dog, I've had this car for 6 months. No, it's not done.
That's funny.
You've just perfectly summed up what I was about to go on a really badly worded rant about, so thank you.
Yeah.
Well, like, I don't know. I think that nobody wants to see, like, a YouTube channel of a guy who's like, watch me build my car for the next 2 years while I work paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah.
They're just not going to click on it. No. Because there's a YouTuber that said that. I think the videos that, like, really ruined and created this, like, instant gratification where kids won't even, if they don't have the money, they won't even try to, like, actually build something with quality. What's up, guys? I'm sorry to put a halt in the podcast, but we got a great sponsor today. And it's a sponsor that I'm sure you've heard before, and you've grown to love just as much as we have. Maxwell Plumbing. It's truly the service for all your plumbing needs, and as the customer, you can always trust that they will provide integrity. Integrity is a really important thing in this day and age. And a quality service and amazing prices are also really important. So please don't try and do that plumbing job by yourself. You shouldn't be messing with that. And the professionals know how to do it so much better. So call them today and set up your appointment. The number that you need is 208-429-1996. That's 208-429-1996. Tell them Off the Path Podcast sent you. They're truly the best plumbing shop. And I know that all of us around here trust them with any problem or situation. Thanks to them for sponsoring, and thanks to you for listening. Now let's get back into that podcast. There's a lot of factors that went into that.
Yeah.
One of them definitely has to be like the building my beer is in 15 minutes, and it's just like a 15-minute video of them like...
Yeah, like of several months worth of work.
Of like, sometimes like a year worth of work, and they're like...
And not taking into account that these people that they're watching probably have... triple the income.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. And so they can just throw money at stuff and build exactly what they want that they have.
Let me get the Temu side skirts and fake carbon fiber on my fucking E90.
Can you get car parts on Temu?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I want Temu parts.
No you don't.
I want Temu coilovers.
No you don't. Oh, we can't get that.
You probably can.
Actually, I bet you can't. Fuck.
I want Temu coilovers.
Curse you, Temu.
Temu has everything.
Shop like a billionaire.
I remember...
Edit that out. We don't want to advertise Temu, dog.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I don't know. Temu is a horrible, horrible, horrible place.
That's not good.
I do need those, though. Can you give my phone back, please? No. I'm not going to get on... I don't even have the app. I promise I'm not going to buy anything from Temu.
He's going to buy a fucking V-cut carbon spoiler for the E39.
I'm going to buy an S65 off Temu, and it's going to show up. It's going to be this big.
It's a 3D printed S65.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect.
I feel like it wouldn't even be that. It would just be a block of plastic.
Yeah, pretty much. No, that's basically what an S65 is.
Yeah.
That's what the rod bearings are anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you've lived in a couple different places now.
I have, yeah.
Yeah. What is this your favorite place that you've ever lived?
It is.
Yeah.
I'm originally born and raised in Las Vegas for the first 20 years of my life.
Yeah.
I moved to Phoenix, Arizona for 3 months, which we share, and fuck that place.
Fuck Phoenix, yeah.
Yep. Car scene's cool, but everything else is awful.
Yep, exactly.
And then I moved up here in 2017.
Yeah.
I had a brief stint down in Salt Lake City, where a lot of people seem to think I'm from.
Interesting.
Like currently still?
Yeah.
That's
like
funny.
People were just like, oh, back in Salt Lake? No. I lived there for a year and a half.
That's really funny. Like,
And then I came back here in 2020.
Okay, yeah. And so what makes this place like your favorite?
I actually don't have an answer for that.
You don't?
No.
Well, think about it. Tell me.
I just like it.
Is it the environment? Cuz I know like you're not like
it's not as hot as Vegas was.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of outdoor things to do, but I don't really go outdoors.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I like seeing trees.
Yeah, trees are sick.
I like having seasons most of the time.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes.
Me, the Washington resident, is like, you think there's trees out here?
Yeah, he's always trying to flex.
Hey, shut up.
I'm not trying to flex it.
You're always trying to flex trees.
I'm not trying to.
Hayden, I've been to Alaska. I've seen trees.
He's seen some fucking trees.
The trees weren't actually fucking, by the way.
No, they weren't. They weren't doing anything of the sort.
You never know.
They might have been germinating, actually. I don't know.
They might have been. What, you don't have anything to say against the Alaska thing?
No, I don't.
Okay, all right.
All right, so Alaska got better trees than Washington. Moving on.
Probably.
I don't know. Washington trees are pretty sick.
Fuck, this isn't about cars. What are we doing?
No, I want to talk about trees.
Fucking tree hugger.
I like rocks.
Me, the Subaru Outback owner who does not want to talk about trees.
Have you seen that guy? The comedian? Have you seen he's like, I like rocks.
Cam Patterson?
No.
Dude, he's just this black guy and he's hilarious. Cause
Hold up.
All right,
Hayden did a racism.
That's not racist. He is black.
He can say that, I'm pretty sure.
Anyway.
He said he's just this black guy.
Anyway.
Cam Patterson.
Cam Patterson is his name.
Yeah.
And he's funny dude, really funny dude. But he's got a bit where he's like, I'm not autistic. I just like rocks.
I like rocks.
Hell yeah.
And he just carries rocks around in his pocket wherever he goes. He's like, you can find me on the street.
Actually.
It's a little bit.
People say I'm autistic. I'm autistic as shit.
Yeah, no, it is really funny.
And so he's like, you can find me on the street, and I got rocks in my pocket.
That's a really weird flex.
He does keep rocks in his pocket,
yeah,
though.
He, like, pulled them out on stage. It was hilarious.
Well, someone checked him in public and was like,
You got the rocks? You lacking right now at all?
No, they were like, yeah. It was like, well, we talked about it on stage after, but there's also the video. This lady walks up to him. She's like, I don't think you actually carry rocks. I think that's for a bit. This guy reaches in a pocket and pulls out rocks. He's like, I just got this one today. And then on stage later, he was like, she thought she called me lacking. I never lacking. I always got rocks on me.
Incredible.
But he actually likes him. He's like talking. He was talking about one on stage. He's like, I like the texture of this one. I like grabbing it and feeling it.
I like how smooth that's.
I was gonna say it's crystal girls, but for guys.
Kind of.
A little bit. I don't think he believes that they do magical things. He just likes how they feel.
He just likes having rocks.
Yeah.
I wonder where that comes from. It's got to come from somewhere. It's got to be like trauma-based, right? Can you just like rocks without like something else being involved?
Maybe he's a geologist enthusiast.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe he really likes rocks.
In his second life, he was a geologist and not a comedian.
You know, we told people we would talk about. I'm sorry, quick break from our guests. What we told people we would talk about that we haven't talked about?
What?
How the shrooms affected us.
Did we?
I'm sorry, the what?
Okay, not actual mushrooms. Hayden has these things. It's called Thesis, and they're kind of mushrooms, but they're in capsules.
It's supplements.
Supplements. And
they're
targeted,
non-hallucinogenic mushrooms.
Yeah, non-hallucinogenic. Wow. Yeah, and they're targeted to help you with things. So he has like a motivation.
Yeah. Or like get stuff off the top shelf for you or what?
Not that
kind. No, no.
So there's five kinds that you can get. You have motivation, energy, clarity, confidence, and creativity. And there's different.
What are they, fucking infinity stones?
pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so, like, you take the motivation ones.
You can't take all of them at once. Just ball out,
your fingers.
Dude.
You snap your fingers and mushrooms just start growing out of the ground.
You become Mushroom Man. You just go like,
mushrooms. How about that fucking Clarkson's Farm Season 3, dog?
I've not watched it.
Watched
I need to.
They'll suck.
I'm backlogged a couple series.
I just finished watching it with my mom
last time.
It's great.
I'm backlogged a couple series. There's a lot of stuff that I've been finding that I want to watch. And I've had zero time, but I'm recently unemployed, so I don't have a lot of time.
There you go.
For like 1 week, and then I'm going to get back into the grind, dude.
Oh God, Sigma Male grind set.
It's about time for the Sigma Male grind set.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to start posting videos like, you're not working hard enough.
All right,
go to the gym.
Calm down, Goggins.
Sorry.
Anyway.
As I'm sitting on my couch eating fucking chicken and a biscuit, I'm like, go to the gym, pussy. You suck. You're doing nothing with your life.
You would do that.
I would do that.
You so
big
would
Riley
do that.
Moment.
I go off camera for a little bit. I'm just shoving food in my mouth.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
No, but so
we
these different
Riley on any random Tuesday.
Yeah.
True. So true. Anyway,
these supplements. There's a bunch of different good things for them, but like, so we took them Sunday.
I've only taken the motivation one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was Sunday, right?
Do you have more motivation now?
Yeah, Sunday. It's only supposed to last like a day.
Yeah, it's like four to six hours.
Motivation on Monday?
It's insane.
Yeah?
Like, not kidding. And I told people I'd give like an honest answer if it like didn't do anything. I couldn't stop doing shit. If I tried to sit down for a little bit, my brain would just be like, let's do something. Like, do something productive. Let's get something productive. And it would willpower me into like trying to do shit. Like, Hayden and I.
Are you sure it wasn't crack?
It was not crack.
All right.
Don't, well,
no, I'm kidding. No, it's not crack.
Hayden had was also the same way, and yep. Sierra was. But we gave Sierra like little jobs to do, and she was knocking these jobs out. She cleaned this couch for us because it was previously a little dirty.
A little bit.
And but what's funny is there was a moment where Hayden and I ran out of shit to do, so we were just like moving stuff around and kind of cleaning up a little bit while we figured out what the next step was. I swear his motorcycle, him and I each moved it like four times.
Yeah.
Because we kept like trying to find stuff to do. So I'd be like, all right, we can move this over here. It's a little better. I'd walk away and do something else. And he's like moving it over here. So it's a little better.
Yeah.
And then it would just go vice versa. And it ended up where it is finally. But
so I guess I'm letting crackheads out grind me today.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah. But it was honestly it's very actually, crazy how it worked.
Yeah. It's not a noticeable thing. It doesn't like.
There's no buzz. There's no anything like that. It just eliminates the feel of procrastination.
Yeah.
Like you're like, I want to do, I need, I. You have the idea throughout the day, like I should probably do this stuff, but I don't want to, or like I'm going to do
this. I'll
take 10. Yeah. Take 10 minutes. It'll
Like, I'll take 10 of those.
It'll make a difference, dude. Like I'm genuinely like, it's not like a thing that you notice, but when you have those thoughts of like, oh, I could do this. You just start doing it.
Yeah, it just it completely eliminates.
Yeah, and it's not like like I'm actually going to do it because I feel better. It's just like your brain instantly starts doing that. It just like forgets the procrastination part. There's a couple others that he has like clarity, and I was going to take the clarity one before the podcast, but I totally forgot it at home. So
yeah, that's because you didn't have the motivation one.
Exactly, I didn't have the clarity one to remember to take the clarity.
This guy.
So yeah. It all is in a loop.
I took the.
I need the clarity one to balance out my Benadryl.
Yeah, I took the. I took all the rest of them.
Really?
Yeah.
What at once?
No, I took them one at a time just to see. Actually, no, I didn't take the energy one, but that's because like.
You don't really have energy problems.
I don't have energy issues. So when I reorder, I'm gonna get the creativity one.
Yeah.
But, like the confidence one, I didn't. It wasn't as big of a notice as the motivation one, but it was like I don't know. I'm a pretty confident person.
Yeah, I don't think that would have a major effect on you.
And
I'll take several of those, though.
And
like four packets in your mouth.
Yeah. I was talking about this with my coworker. I was like, the reason why I don't have confidence issues is because...
You're built different.
Well, no. I learned confidence through competence. So as long as
bars, that's the clip. Clip it, clip it.
Right. So as long as I'm competent in what I'm doing, I have confidence in myself. Right.
Yeah, that's fair.
So when I took the confidence one, it just made me ballsy. Like it didn't make me arrogant, but it made me like,
I'm gonna do whatever I want.
Well, but I already have that.
I don't know. Can you do that?
It just made me more ballsy. Like I like. More blunt.
Do you have an example?
Not that I can think of. Honestly, I can like make up an example that would have happened.
He
like,
TIG welded a space shuttle together in his backyard.
No, I didn't do that.
He wouldn't do that, dude.
I would.
That is some actual shit.
Like, he's going to take the creativity one. And we're going to come into the shop one time. And
the beamer's just going to be done.
The beamer's going to be done, and there's going to be weird drawings all over it. And then there's going to be a part on. He's going to start drawing on the walls. You're going to see a section where he just completely lost his fucking mind. And then he's just going to be in the corner like...
There's coordinates of the fucking AllSpark somewhere in there.
Yeah. He just like solved world hunger, created peace, lost his mind, and the government's on his way to assassinate him.
Boeing.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Fuck Boeing.
They got to get through the traps first.
The traps?
The what?
We have traps?
So
traps are gay,
how are you
actually.
Letting me wander through the traps? I could definitely get hit by a trap.
So I'll give you an example of the confidence.
Okay.
If someone comes up to me and like calls me out on something, a lot of times I respond well. I'm like, all right, well, you know, why did I do it wrong? Or how did my mess up adjust or like screw you over? Versus if I'm on that confidence, I'm like, no, I didn't. I just immediately am like, fuck you.
So it just turns into a dickhead.
Yeah, but kind of. Not like a douche dickhead, just like a little more dickhead.
Was there any other kind?
I don't know. It's just like
I think a little more confident. That he is normally.
Yeah. I think that if you probably take one and, you know, you already have whatever that is, whatever the one you're taking is.
Yeah.
Probably just amplifies it to like an unhealthy level.
Probably.
Like, I feel like, dude, if one of the bros, one of the Sigma bros, took the confidence one, would they just become like a super Sigma bro? Would they just like become huge and like all powerful?
Let's not think about that, actually.
It's a red pill guy actually taking a red pill.
I would like to experience this. Not me personally. Like, I want to watch this happen.
Yeah. No, and then I took the Clarity one as well. And the Clarity one was also, like, all of these are super unnoticeable. So you really have to, like, pay attention to what is different.
Yeah.
And it was very, I don't know, it was clearer to work through things. I don't know. Yeah.
Like, so what you're saying is the Clarity made things clearer?
Yeah, it did. Breaking it really news. Did.
Interesting.
Like,
I didn't.
You heard it here first, folks.
I didn't think that would happen.
If you're at work and you're thinking about, oh, I got to do this, sometimes it can kind of just jumble up together and then you forget a couple things versus like the Clarity one was like, all right, I'm going to unscramble these eggs and lay them out in a list for you.
And then you just do that?
It did.
I think he did.
You can unscramble the eggs. That's the part I got stuck on. I'm going to be honest. I fully zoned out there for a second. I was thinking about
eggs.
See, you need the Clarity
you
one.
Fat ass.
No, our note says D's nuts, and I was thinking about it. And then I just heard unscramble the eggs, and I was like, what the fuck? Can you unscramble eggs?
No.
Can you make them milky again?
No.
Damn it, dude. Anyway, back to what I pulled.
So anyway, how are you feeling about the cars these
fully
days?
Derailed. I'm feeling good. Actually, fuck, I'm feeling horrible about the cars these days.
Me too, dude. Do you want to talk new cars?
I mean, nothing cool is happening in the new car scene.
Pretty sure the new M5 Touring's coming out soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. It's cool.
No, that's all I got.
Yeah. I mean, it's weird because I used to like try to hit all the Instagram posts and like always be in touch with what's coming out.
Yeah.
I can't remember the last time I actually gave a fuck. I mean,
the 750S.
The 750S. Probably actually legitimately the last time. I did watch the launch.
Or that one special Huracan that we talked about that was misunderstood at first.
No, because I didn't give a shit about it. I didn't even know it was a thing until I saw an Instagram post 3 days after it came out. And I was like, oh, what's this? And then I was like, oh, it's a Huracan with stickers on it. Cool.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, I mean, there was nothing.
I think the last one I paid attention to was
the E46.
No.
Oh, actually, no, there's one really good one that's still technically coming out. Nice.
My fucking apologies.
The Mustang GTD. I'm very into.
Trace is really hyped about the Mustang GTD.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
What?
Imagine if a 911 GT3 RS was a Mustang with 800 horsepower.
You need to look that up. You need to see that. It's beautiful. It's
pull that up,
incredible.
Jamie.
Incredible.
Wait.
Once again, listen, I need to address this. I need to address this.
You said Mustang.
Yes.
Ford.
Yes.
And then Derek said 911.
Dude, you have to stay on point. Imagine a Mustang and a GT3 RS had a baby.
Okay.
And it would look like this unbelievably beautiful, unbelievably high revving, 800 horsepower track machine.
Okay. Oh, I have seen this.
Okay.
This guy.
This guy. He just doesn't know what shit's called. That's the problem.
Honestly, I have the same problem sometimes.
I reference the names of things so many times. He goes, I have no idea what you're talking about. I go through the time.
Name dropping is not it.
I go through the time of looking it up, of searching it up, but I show him. He goes, oh, yeah, I've seen that. I'm like, bastard.
I relate.
Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I don't like how it looks.
You're wrong.
What?
I just...
This brought to you by the guy that doesn't like the Lexus LFA.
What is there not to like about this?
I'm not a big Mustang person in general. Fair.
But how can you not like this? I mean, it's gorgeous.
The only thing I have with it that's a complaint, but doesn't matter because I'm not buying one anyway because it's $300,000.
Yeah, that's
true. Is that you can't option a manual.
Yeah, but they are making like a track-focused car compete with GT3s.
The GT3 still is an optional manual.
The GT3 doesn't make 800 horse.
That is true.
Shut the fuck up, Hayden.
He got you there.
I don't know. I
think this thing is amazing. I think that it's... maybe a tinge overpriced.
Well,
just a tinge.
If it was actually a Mustang, it would be, but since it's a basically a tube chassis race car by Multimatic, replacing the Ford GT.
Yeah.
It's pretty close to right.
I guess,
and
yeah, that makes
it's
sense.
It's almost in line with the 3RS. It's a little bit more.
Yeah, I guess.
It's also because it's, you know, a hand-built. It's basically a GT3 car.
Yeah, yeah. It's just your race car for the street.
Yeah.
I know there's a massive, like, waiting list, or maybe not waiting list, but, like, a application.
Yeah, like 7,500 people put in applications for it.
How many are they making? Do you know?
Not that many. Less than that.
It's okay. I'll be Jamie. I do need to address this, though. This is what I was talking about.
Okay.
How many Mustang GTDs will be made? Okay, what? A limited run of 1,000 or so is Ford's official statement.
Yeah.
1,000 or so is
They'll
crazy
They'll build as
for
many as they can make money on.
Yeah, I mean, fair enough.
That's my phone, dog.
That's Derek's phone.
Anyway.
You can tell because it's got Scoob on it.
I can tell because of the way that it is.
That also.
Yeah. Anyway, we do need to address, so we introduced the people to Mr. Producer, and he hasn't been here.
Yeah, where?
He was here for one episode.
Where's B-Man?
Where's Mr. Producer? So what's going on is, he was here for our episode 3 that never saw the light of day because the file corrupted.
Episode 4?
Yeah.
Episode 4.
And we fired his at. No, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. But
he's not kidding.
No, I'm kidding. He was here for that episode. Didn't work out. We had to re-record it. Because of like how we were like rushing to re-record it, we just did it, him and I.
Yeah.
Last week, when we came to record, it was his anniversary with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And so he requested that he like would do that instead of coming and recording a podcast.
Yeah.
Of course we say yes. This week he says, I'm not going to do the cruise. That way I'll be there for the podcast.
I remember
to
that.
Help set up.
To help set up.
Yep.
I don't know where he is. I texted him before. I texted him at like 6:30 because we have a little notes thing that we're all on where we plan things out. And I said 7 on the notes. I texted him at 6:30 to like say like, hey, what are you up to? Like, are you still coming?
Yeah.
He left me on red.
Damn.
Our producer might have quit after one episode.
I'm going to call him live on the pod.
Call him live. See what his excuse is. But yeah. But we still do have a producer. We still do love Mr. Producer. He's just not around. He's not here. Let's see what his answer is. I don't know if you can hear the ringing, but.
Be the other speaker, Derek.
Might be the other
the
one
on the top of the phone.
Is that how that works?
It's on speaker.
Oh, it's on speaker.
Yeah, so it'd be at the bottom.
It could be on both.
Wow,
dude. Fake. Hey, we're going to remember that, Mr. Producer. We're going to remember that.
We're
still love you,
blast.
B-Mac.
I do still love Big Mac, but he did me dirty.
He heard Randall wasn't going to make it and said, nah, I'm out, dog.
Probably. He probably was like, this isn't going to go anywhere.
Next weekend.
Next weekend, he'll probably be here. Most likely. What are you doing?
I'm looking at the notes.
Oh. Bro has
anyway,
to look
so
at the
what
notes.
What else you got for me?
I don't know, dude.
We briefly touched on new cars.
We briefly touched on some stuff. Usually we just kind of fuck around. You know, we can talk about whatever.
Yeah, I don't do that.
I know. You need an outline.
Bro, if I don't have anything, like, structured, I ain't doing it.
What? Tell me about something. And you're probably going to have to think for this one.
Oh, God.
But
you've been in
car communities for a while now.
I have.
And, like, what's the coolest thing that's happened to you from the car community? And also, what's the worst thing that's happened to you relating to the car community? And also, what's the, like, stupidest thing you've ever seen? I want you to hit all three of those.
Oh, stupidest thing I've ever seen is there's too many to think about, I think.
do you have, like, one that really stands out? Like, this was ridiculously dumb.
I mean, there's the local Kia Optima that's been rattle canned blue with wide body rear fenders.
That one's my favorite.
Man, that
one
sucks. Not good. I think it's the same one that used to not have a hood.
Really?
Yeah.
What is? I don't know, dude. I don't want to just bash.
I'll bash that
people.
Individual one because holy shit, dude! What are you thinking?
That car.
That goes
is
back
insane.
To building your car far too quickly and not caring about how it looks.
Yeah,
pretty much. I mean, it's that. I don't know. I'm speechless because that's the effect that those cars have on me. When I see cars like that,
yeah.
I just legitimately go, why? Like,
I set up an entire Facebook group for this.
Yeah.
Called Imagine Having a Car and Doing This to It.
Yeah. Unfortunately, nobody's been active in that group in a while.
No, not even me.
Yeah. It's sad.
I don't think I'm even in that group.
Fake,
whose fault
dude.
Is that?
Yeah,
I didn't even know the group existed.
You do now, bro.
Now you do. You have an opportunity to join.
All right. As far, I mean, worst thing to happen... I mean, the worst I can think of just right off the top is the Porsche Cars and Coffee incident, like right after I moved here.
Yeah.
I don't know if you were around for that.
No, I was around,
like,
yeah, yeah.
10.
No? No, I was a full-on functioning member of society in a way.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah, that was a rough time because it seemed like the car events here were actually very good when I first got here.
They were really good.
And then that happened and everyone just got scared.
Everybody shut down. Yeah, there was no more Cars and Coffee. There was no more anything, really. Yeah. I mean, it took a couple of years before like there were really even meets.
Yeah. So that was
yeah.
I mean, that's probably the biggest blow we've had. I haven't seen them myself personally because I don't want to be anywhere near these activities, but takeovers are
disgusting. Yeah.
Oh, no, I did see one in Vegas.
You saw it like with your own eyes and take it?
Yeah, I was at a meet with my friends while I was just down there for the U2 show with my mom at the Sphere. Which
oh, recently?
Cool.
This was in
February.
Okay.
We were at a meet, just hanging out. The meet started ending. People started leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And then some fucking dickhead in a Trackhawk just starts swinging on a 3-lane road.
What the hell, dude?
Like, definitely almost hits curb. Definitely almost hits people.
Yeah.
And then a fucking Ram starts doing it, too. And everyone that's leaving is doing a whole burnout and just... I was like, cool. I'm actually very glad I'm not here anymore for this because I hate what that scene has become.
When we went... when he came and visited me in Phoenix and we went to, like, the crazy big pop-up meet...
Was it a Pavilions meet?
No. Oh, no, okay. I used to go to Pavs every week.
Yeah.
No, this was like a pop-up meet that somebody did. There was like 1,000 cars. It was insane. It was legitimately insane. That's what we did.
The
like
Phoenix car scene does go insane.
It goes absolutely brazy. But everybody was leaving, and he had... You can tell us if you want.
Yeah, so we had walked around that meet doing shit car count.
Yeah.
Right. Which I still need to be involved in one here.
Yes.
Yeah, we need to do that.
And then
it would be the whole meet, though.
We had a friend down there who brought their megaphone, and I took the megaphone from them.
Oh, no.
And I took this idea from the meets that I went to in Washington, because there was a guy that had a megaphone. But basically, I was standing. There were people standing, like, where everyone was leaving. It was kind of like...
The thing that's also a big contributor for car meets being shit.
Oh, definitely, yes. Yeah. People would roll up and then stop and then, like, turn to go out of the parking lot, but they would, like, try to do a burnout or whatever, swing it, and then I would be there with the megaphone. They would do a burnout and I'd be like, no one cares.
Yeah,
and just yell at them.
He was,
just
crazy shit at them. It was
dogging
so funny.
Them the entire time, and everyone around us was laughing their ass off.
They loved it.
It was so
the
much
only
fun.
Good use for a megaphone at a car meet.
Oh yeah,
well, even the cops were chilling with us.
Yeah, the cops thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, when the cops like rolled up and were like standing there just to like keep people from doing shit.
Yeah,
they were like laughing and joking around with us. They loved the megaphone.
Yeah, they got on their megaphones.
Yeah,
yeah, it was pretty good.
That was hilarious. No. That meet was truly insane. I mean, it was a really good time. I wish that I could have like, I wish I could just have like a section of their car community. Obviously, exclude the kids that were doing burnouts at the end.
Yeah,
and just bring it here, and throw away the entire car community here.
I mean, all of it.
All of it.
That's us, dog.
Not us. I'm not in there anymore.
I wouldn't throw all of it away.
There would be exceptions, but I mean, when I say exceptions, I would like pick and choose a couple people.
I mean, yeah, that's kind of how it has to be.
And I would just throw the rest away. I mean, there's literally, hot take, I guess. I don't think there's anything really good here. I mean, there are.
It's just there's stuff in other places that's better than the good here.
I don't know. There's money moving here. So, of course, you're going to start to see some cool cars. You're going to start to see some cool stuff. But if you look at the Boise car scene, which I exclude the money that's moved here and just brought a cool car to an event, I don't think there's anything really
say,
worthwhile.
On my two hands, you can count how many builds that people have put time into that are actually worth it or cool.
Well, so here's the thing with that is there's all the builds, but there's stuff that's hidden now because...
Yeah.
Got put away after the Porsche crash.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
true. There's
sure.
a lot of that.
It just never came out again.
There's a lot of that, yeah.
There's really cool stuff here. It just never gets seen anymore.
Yeah. My favorite, like, rumor story that I've never seen with my own eyes is the the grandpa farmer. He lives out in Emmett, I believe. Yeah, Emmett area.
Yeah.
And he has supposedly, allegedly.
Allegedly.
I was told by a few different people from the, like, kind of the OG car scene that he has a green Aventador SV that, like, never leaves his garage.
Okay.
That's just my favorite story. I mean, he's just like an old farmer, made a bunch of money off farming, and just has an old farmhouse that has an Aventador SV parked in the garage that never leaves.
What a strange flex.
Very strange
flex.
I've
never got the idea of buying a super expensive or nice car and then just never, ever driving it.
Well, I don't get it either.
I'm going to just keep my eyes out for any land for sale in Emmett. That's just like old barn.
Old barn. That's a hell of a
barn
find.
That's a barn find.
No, I was thinking
like...
Is it a barn
find if it's made in the last decade?
Yeah, as long as you
find
it
in
a barn.
Yeah, I guess.
If you found a 2024 BMW in a barn, it's technically a barn find. You found it in a barn.
But what if you put it there?
I still refound it in a barn.
I wouldn't. I say if you put it there, then it has to be someone else that doesn't know it's there.
Finding it.
Or...
And then it's a barn find.
If it's an older car, you know, like 20 years or older, I would say. If they're like... They call you up and they're like, hey, I have this car that I'm trying to get rid of.
That could be a bit of a barn find.
That's a bit of a barn find because that's like a one-off kind of thing.
True. I was thinking, what are those auctions when people pass away?
Estate sales.
Estate sales. I was like, I just need to keep an eye on Emmett estate sales.
That too, yeah.
With all of our collective $20 that we can buy an Aventador SV with.
I don't know. I mean, nobody's going to know there's an Aventador out there.
I'm just buying a barn.
If the story exists, then somebody knows it's out there.
True. But... What if nobody knows about the estate sale and we show up and we pay $100 for an Aventador?
I mean, then I guess we have a $100 Aventador.
What do we do with it at that point?
Is that what you write on the
title?
Hey,
Whistling Diesel, what you up to?
On the what?
When you write like on the or on yeah, on the title, when you give it to the DMV and it says how much you paid for it, you write $100.
And then we get like investigated and we're like, no, we actually paid $100 for it.
God, think of the YouTube clickbait that would generate.
I bought the cheapest Aventador in the country.
Get fucked, Hoovy's Garage.
Nobody would believe us, though. Even if it was true, that somehow happened, nobody would even believe us. We could come up with all of the paperwork, and they would still think it was fabricated, because there's zero chance that you're getting an Aventador for $100.
We'd have to, even if we, like, vlogged it, they would think it's set up.
They think it's staged. There's zero way you can prove that to be real.
Yeah.
Because even if you, like, somehow, like, came there before, talked to the people, did a documentary style, like, got their story, they would still think it's all staged. There's zero chance you're ever getting a $100 Aventador and people not thinking it's clickbait.
Yeah.
Or staged, I mean, whatever.
So anyway, Aventadors aren't built either.
No, I mean, they aren't built, yeah. No, that's just, like, my favorite story of, like, a car that's, like, hidden away.
I gotcha.
Yeah, and then tucked away.
Yeah.
I've seen pictures of old stuff before I went, and I think somehow even though we've had years to recover from this, the events were still better back then than they are now.
They were.
Yeah.
It's really strange. It seems like every place I've been, it feels like their like peak year was 2016 or 17.
100%.
And everything after that has just been completely different.
Yeah.
Obviously, COVID had a big effect on that. It probably delayed to what we're at now, which we're getting closer. Like, shout out to Trace at Track Shark.
He's doing really great events,
trying to keep the car scene together.
Yeah.
We got Shark Fest coming up in a couple months, which is going to be a great time.
Shark Fest is going to be cool. We have something big planned for that.
Yes, sir.
We will tell you eventually, I promise.
And that brings me to probably the best event I've personally seen, which was the 2019 Jump Meet.
2019 Jump was crazy.
It was. Yeah. I still think that's the greatest, coolest event I've ever seen.
Better than
if you don't know what any of those things are, our friend Trace Carson hosted a massive car meet for the entire Boise car community inside a parking garage in downtown Boise.
Underground parking garage.
It was some of it was above ground because it took up multiple levels.
True.
It was
fast.
It was
and
everything
furious.
Out of Tokyo Drift without the drifting.
True. I wish there was
or
some
the
drifting.
Tokyo.
And it had,
there was a circle that there could have been some drifting.
Yeah, there could have been.
There's literally a spiral drive up where you could have drifted.
We were just in Fast and Furious for that.
We actually were.
And it definitely, I think that's my most memorable event as well.
Oh, you were there?
Yeah,
I was there.
Yeah, I was there.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't know each other at the time, but yeah.
Yeah.
I was riding around. My old E34
was there. At age
14? I had to have at least been like 15 because my E34 was there.
Okay.
On its... actually pretty good coilovers and rep wheels.
Ew.
Yeah, it was gross. But there's one that you experienced that I didn't get to experience that I thought you would say was better than Jump for sure.
Was that Sharkfest 2022?
UMC.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't think UMC was better than Jump?
I actually don't, as far as vibes. I preferred the event only because I got to do my first actual track day for that, which was a phenomenal experience.
Yeah, yeah.
But as far as the show and the community, I didn't do as much walking around in the 22 event.
Yeah.
But I think the Jump meet was just the perfect vibe.
Yeah. Now that you've seen the venue, because we got to see it a little bit ago, and now he's like released it.
Yeah.
Do you like the venue this year?
I've never been there, so I've
never been there.
I think
either.
It's pretty new.
This is my first time hearing of it. Yeah.
It looks really cool.
It's very the outside really looks cool. Very pretty.
The layout is super, super cool as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I like it. I'm excited.
Looking forward to it.
I'm excited for this year. Like the plans that not only we have, but some of the plans he was telling us that he wants to bring in there.
Oh yeah, there's some good stuff coming.
There's some really cool stuff that's going to be there, and I'm really excited for it. But
September 7th, get your tickets.
September 7th.
At the Fote.
Or you can go to TrackShark.
TrackSharkEvents.com.
Events.com. You can also
hashtag not sponsored yet.
It's fine. You can also, I don't mind plugging him for free. You can go to, what's his Instagram? TrackShark.
Yeah, TrackShark LLC.
TrackShark LLC on Instagram. And he has a link in his bio for tickets. You can also go to TrackShark.
It's SharkFest Events.
SharkFest Events,
on Instagram.
On Instagram. All types of ways to get the tickets, but make sure you come September 7th. It's going to be really, really awesome. But. Yeah, we just wanted to hang out with you. We just wanted to vibe, you know, talk about car stuff.
Want to cuddle now or what?
We can go cuddle.
Okay.
We could do some. We could do a bit of cuddling.
Just a bit?
Just a bit.
Should I cut it?
No, we're not cutting it.
Leave it in, dude.
Do we want to talk about Scoob at all or no?
If you want to talk about Scoob, I'd love to talk about Scoob.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. It's here still.
Tell us about Scoob. It's barely kicking.
It's
not
getting work done.
Not really kicking. But
money.
If you had money, we can talk about this. We'll wrap up with Scoob Talk. If you had money, what would you do?
All right, so there's two ways to go about this. Okay. There's the way that I'm stealing from you, which I think was my idea initially.
What was that?
erect VASTI. Cut the body off it.
So that idea?
Yeah.
Here's how it went down?
Yeah.
You said...
Actually, it was Hayden's idea first with the Impreza.
It was.
It was kind of
but
his
I wasn't
idea first.
Cutting anything.
But he wasn't cutting anything.
Yeah, you're just taking parts.
It was my idea.
Okay.
But you laid the foundation.
I did.
Because you said this comment to me.
Yes.
And
so
you know how I am, and you still said this to me.
Yeah.
You said the wheelbase for Scoob is identical to the VASTI, and I said light bulb, and I've never forgot about it since.
Yeah, it's the greatest idea we've ever collaborated with.
It's the best idea ever.
The idea is to take the body off of VASTI and put a third-gen Subaru out back on top of it.
Yes.
Because funny.
Gosh, I would love that.
That would be such a phenomenal car.
It would be so good. I would love it.
The realistic idea, if I had money, is to just do everything correctly. So start off with basically a nut and bolt restoration of a 2001 Subaru Outback. it needs a lot of rust repair, mostly in the quarter panels and in the dog leg on the driver's side.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's stuff that's hiding somewhere, but basically just get it back to square one and solid.
Yeah, yeah.
Structural improvements, stitch welding.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hayden can weld it.
Yep.
Custom wide body.
Yes.
STI full drivetrain.
Yes.
Probably including an EJ and not an H6.
Makes sense.
Since I already have an H6 car.
Now you have an H6. You got that itch scratch, so now you can go back to EJ's in this.
Yeah, and unreliability.
Yes,
I love them so much. They sound so good.
Just
they
get
sound
a type amazing. RA block and it'd be good.
Type RA block.
Nah, IAG.
Or IAG. Yeah, that works too.
IAG, yeah.
RA blocks have had a couple of issues. Something Paradigm has found out. Shout out Paradigm.
One thing that you did say
that
made me remember a question that I had for you that I forgot to write down. Can you please explain to the people who may be confused?
Yeah.
What is it about the Outback? You are Outback obsessed. You drew them as a child.
Not as a child.
As a teenager kid.
After I bought that one, yeah.
Yeah. You drew them.
Yeah, I mean, I drew cars back in the day. I stopped because I got lazy.
Yeah. But, like, what is it about the Outback? Why do you love? Why do you have two? Why do you love them so much?
honestly, it started out of just, this is what I have, I'll make the best out of it, which is what a lot of people are doing nowadays with modifying regular-ass traffic.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
There is a right and wrong way to do that.
You did it the right way.
I don't know about that.
I think...
I did only because I tried to focus on quality where I could, but again, it was really, really budget-limited. So I've been on reps at points in my life, which I'm not proud of, but it happened, and I character developmented through it.
Yeah. Here's where the split happens.
Yeah.
Between you and Joe Schmo.
Yeah.
Is Joe Schmo goes, I'm going to work with what I have.
Yeah.
And he puts spacers, Plasti Dip, and a bunch of other random eBay bullshit on their car.
Yeah.
Okay. You did that.
I did.
But Joe Schmo never gets character development. He thinks it's sick.
Ah.
You get character development. And the direction that made me go from he's modding an Outback to this is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Well, you drove it.
But before I even drove it, it was the autocross.
Well, yeah.
Because there was like rumors of it. Before I ever saw you.
Okay.
And then I said, this isn't real. And I'm going to prove it's not real. So I went to an autocross event and I saw this fucking wagon beating it up.
Yeah.
And just having a. And I said, this is really cool. And we still hadn't become friends at that time.
Yeah.
But in my head, I was like, that is sick. And then we later became friends and I drove it. And I was like.
Oh, that's why he autocrosses it.
It was insane, dude. I was like, when you told me to drive it, because it was you who were like, you should drive it.
Yeah, and I just let you take it on bogus for like a couple, like it was overnight, wasn't it?
It was overnight.
Yeah.
And I was like, in my head, I still, you know, because I'm not perfect, I'll admit. In my head, I was still like, I can't be that good, though.
Well, you were also a BMW fuckboy at the
time. I was a horrible BMW man.
And it was.
Yeah. And in my head, I was like, there's no way it's that good. Like, he's a hell of a driver. He makes some magic happen, but it's like, it's still a wagon. It's still an Outback.
Yeah.
After driving it up bogus, I got it. And I still couldn't understand how it worked.
It's very hard to put into words, but what that car does is magic.
Yeah. I still to this day don't know how to explain how Scoob does what it does or did what it does.
That's why Scoob's magic and that's why Scoob needs to live on.
I agree with that.
I think I just figured it out.
What's
that?
Ooh.
You know what platform the Outback's built off of.
What is that?
The Legacy.
Okay.
That was the first rally car before they made the Impreza.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it still has rally heritage. Just like the Impreza.
It's three
does.
Generations removed from that.
Sure.
They went to the Impreza because the Legacy was getting its ass kicked because it was too long and heavy.
Yeah.
Yes, but it could still perform at that level.
Yeah.
And so you still have some of that. I mean, if you took the Outback and how you had it set up and you did similar things to an Impreza, it's the same situation. The Impreza would probably beat that up.
Oh, it absolutely. Because
of the wheelbase and the weight and all that stuff.
Yeah. I mean,
but it's still parties.
Yeah.
And it's still fun.
It is.
I'm sure the Legacy, when it was racing, was still partied and still was fun.
And like chassis dynamics. Even though it is an Outback, it's the same chassis, essentially. It's left-hand drive, obviously. But in Japan, they had several different variations of it that were, like, twin-turbo 2-liters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tuned by STI variants. Like, they had additional bracing and stuff, but it's still it's the same chassis geometry.
Yeah.
And when you do coilovers and bushings and all this other shit, like, it gets it most of the way there.
Yeah.
Did you ever have a bracing bar in the rear of this car?
No, all I have is a rear. It had a rear sway bar, a front strut brace, coilovers, and some bushings.
Really? I bet a rear brace would go crazy on these.
I mean, it probably would, but it's also not going to do as much because it's the wagon instead of the sedan.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Well, actually, no. It might actually do more since it is the wagon.
That's what I was thinking. I think you got those big, heavy sides that kind of are going to. But if you put a brace in there.
See, I think Hayden needs to weld me up an X brace.
True.
That's
exactly what you need is an X brace. That would look so sick in the back of that thing.
That'd be fun. Elantra N, but it's a Subaru Outback.
Exactly.
No, I mean, as what I love about it. I mean, when I bought the car, I mean, I was 17, fresh out of sophomore or junior year of high school.
Yeah.
I was getting out of a non-air conditioned $500 Suzuki.
Yeah.
I initially went to go to this dealership where I had bought my Volvo.
Okay, yeah.
And I drove an Oldsmobile Intrigue because it was in my budget.
Yeah.
Was it intriguing?
It was not.
Okay.
I do not remember anything about it other than it had a bad CV axle, so I didn't buy it.
Gotcha.
And then that car was on the lot as a pristine 160,000 mile Subaru Outback. And my abiding memory that I still think of to this day is I walked past it, having just seen it on the lot. I was like, it's a manual. I've never had a manual at this point.
Yeah, and it's an Outback, so you don't expect to see a manual, right?
Yes, well, especially up here, yes.
Yeah.
In Las Vegas, especially.
Yeah.
There's none out there in manual. And I was like, okay, well, maybe there's something here. Maybe there's something to this. I knew from, like, Mighty Car Mods, I knew that Subarus were pretty much Legos. And I was like, maybe there's potential here. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
No, that makes sense. Here we are 10 years later, and it's broken.
Yeah. But it'll live again. It'll live on one day.
It will, with a lot of money and time.
Yeah. No, it's...
I have neither.
It's one thing that I'm now thinking about because of what you said, Hayden.
Yeah.
Like, the DNA of a car brand, it leaks into every car.
Yeah.
No matter what they're trying to build, right?
Yeah.
They're going to have a certain set of, like, well, we're just going to use this because we always use that. And I think I've noticed that on BMW. You can drive like an M3 or a 330i.
Yeah.
And the base DNA of like the chassis and the way that they handle is still there.
Yeah.
Right?
They've just gotten fatter and longer over time.
Fatter, longer, faster.
Yeah.
And heavier. And
fatter.
Yeah, makes sense. And that is a really interesting thought where...
And uglier.
I mean, that's debatable. But it is a really interesting thought to think about, you know, how that DNA leaks into every model no matter what. And how there's certain things that you can expect from a car brand.
Yeah.
Whether you're getting, like, the base model or the super high horsepower version.
Well, and I mean, that's mostly with how to do with how they're built in the first place. Because, I mean, if you have an Impreza, you then have a platform for that Impreza. You scale it up. Yeah. You make a Legacy. You scale it up more, you make a Tribeca. And from there, you have the same formula ingrained into the car from the start.
Yeah.
So if you like the dynamics of one, some of that will be there in the bigger one.
Yeah.
And over time, you will lose some of that just because regulations change.
Yeah.
And all that. Like, modern Subaru does not feel anything like 2000s Subaru.
No.
But almost every 2000 Subaru that I've now gotten to drive has felt similar. None of them have captured the magic of Scoob, but
surprisingly.
But I've gotten like some similar.
The closest I've got to Scoob magic in another Subaru was a Hawkeye STI.
Really? Yeah, those are good.
And that was it was lovely. The big thing with Scoob and all the third gens is with Legacies in general, the Legacy has always been the test bed for new technologies within Subaru.
Mm-hmm.
The third gens were the first Subarus to get multi-link rear suspension instead of semi-trailing arm.
Really?
Real nerdy shit, by the way, kids. So that was their testbed for the 08 to 14 WRX.
Gotcha. Okay.
So they had it in third and fourth gen Legacy, then came out with that Rex, and it's just been, you know, they've been developing all that.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know where I was going with that.
No, you're good. No, to me, I'm just like taking all this information in because like, and while I'm taking this information and I'm thinking about like, it's really cool, and I get that some people get made fun of this, and also don't take my words and say, oh, my Kia Optima is cool, because I'm not saying that.
BMAC. BMAC does not like the Boptima, but
the Boptima was cool.
I love the Boptima.
That's the one Optima that gets a pass.
Yeah.
But what I'm trying to say is that it is, I think if you have a genuine, and I'll say this goes for any car, fuck it. If you have a genuine, true heart interest into one car.
Yes.
I think that's perfectly acceptable.
Absolutely.
And I think there's a major difference
unless
between.
Unless you're that one guy that was fucking his Chevy Lumina Z24.
Not what I'm saying, and that is weird. I don't like that.
There were a lot of people in high school, by the way, that said I was that guy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so that was...
That's messed up.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
It's okay, I got
childhood trauma.
I got made a lot of, like people made fun of me for liking cars my entire life. I mean...
Oh, yeah.
I would just get called...
When you're singularly focused on something, like, people think that's weird.
Yeah, I would get called, like, the car guy.
I'm so autistic, so it's okay.
I get called the car guy, or anytime I get introduced, like, to another kid in school, they'd be like, he likes cars. Like, It was always mentioned. It was always around me. I could never get away from it.
I was always excluded from most talks in school because I didn't know anything about video games because all I did was car.
Yep,
which is still true to this day.
Me too. I was like also sheltered a bit from like shooter games, which is what all my friends played.
Same. Yeah.
And so they would be like, "Oh, like, did you play Call of Duty last night? It was so sick." And I'd just be like,
"No."
I'd be like,
"You guys like Forza?
The E36 has a
the Mercedes-Benz CLK GTR." Yeah.
That was an Aston Martin. The GTS model, I suspect. No, anyway. But I'm not. There's a major difference between the kid who, like the kids that we've talked about in the car community, where they settle and they just build whatever they have and they do it really poorly.
Yeah.
And the people who are genuinely so interested and in love with the certain model of car that they have.
Yeah.
And I don't care, and to a pretty large extent, I don't care what that is. If you have that genuine love interest with that car,
yeah,
I think that that's acceptable. And I think that whatever you do with that image is going to be acceptable as well because it's coming out of a genuine interest.
Yeah, which is, it goes back to the quality thing of if you have genuinely love and affection for the vehicle that you have,
mm-hmm.
you're going to put more time and effort into it just in general.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to care that it looks like shit if you put eBay shit on it.
Yeah.
You're going to want it to drive well.
Yeah.
You're going to want it to have functional AC.
Yeah.
Like if you love the car and it's just a regular ass car, you're going to keep it nice.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to do your best to put your best foot forward on everything you do with the car.
Yeah, because if you want to show people how much you like the car and maybe have them gain an appreciation for that car,
mm-hmm.
you're going to want to present the best example of that car.
Yeah, definitely.
Which is why Hayden's building an E46 with a shaved engine bay.
Yep. That is true. Hayden loves the E46.
Hayden does love the E46.
It's really, I was thinking about it, I don't remember when, but I was thinking about it, how we were talking, I don't know, this was probably before you moved to Arizona when you worked at Maverick and you had that manual 330 CI that came through.
I remember that one.
Trying to sell everything so I could buy it.
Yeah.
And it was like for probably since you guys have known me, it was like, I want a 330 CI.
Yeah.
Because I drove ZHP. One in high school. Damn. Wasn't a ZHP.
Oh.
I didn't learn about those till later, but
yeah.
Like just, I wanted a 330
mm-hmm. yeah.
just because I really enjoyed those cars.
Yeah, you now definitely wanted one for a while. Because I remember I was always trying to convince you to get something else.
Yeah.
And you were always like, I drove one and I really liked it and I want a 330. Yeah, I mean, was like, okay.
If you like what you like, then you're fucking, you're winning, honestly.
Sure. Yep.
If you know what you like and you already have that figured out,
mm-hmm.
you're better than most people on the planet.
And it was like,
go ahead.
It was like, you know, I had the Subaru and I like Subarus. I have Subarus I want to get, but there was.
But you don't have the same connection like you do with the.
No,
E36.
And I even, like, I drove, my buddy had a Bug Eye WRX and I really enjoyed the car.
Yeah.
I like it. I love those. That's my top Subaru that I would get.
You do love Bug Eyes.
But it didn't make me feel the way that a 330 makes me feel.
That's
and
totally
so
valid.
It was like, that
I'm,
was.
Yeah. I'm curious what that is for you, Riley. Is it FRS or BRZ or is it VASTI? Is it E90?
Man, that's so hard.
E34, I guess, actually.
No.
No?
The thing about
McLaren 720S.
McLaren 720S. What is that song? There's a 720S song.
720S like, bumping Fallout Boy?
No. This song is like dedicated to 720S. Like all he talks about in the song. It's like, in a 720S. I forget what he says. We ball like this or something. It's a horrible song. But anyway.
Well, yeah.
The thing is, it's really hard decision for me or even to think about. I've had a lot of different cars, and I've driven a lot of different cars. And everyone, you know, like cars can kind of speak to you in different ways. And I've loved a lot of different cars that I've owned and some I haven't liked that much. There's ones that I would say, like, oh, this is my favorite because of the memories or because of, like, physical enjoyment. And if we went off like that, it would probably be, like, the 335, even though I was a complete dickhead. The way that car performed and the possibilities of what it could have been if I had a brain during ownership, like, that was probably the favorite physical car, right?
Yeah.
But the car that, like, I guess I would be, like, obsessed with, I think will probably always be one of two. And I have to have two because I genuinely have never been able to decide between the two of them.
Yeah.
And we've had this talk before because they at one point they were in similar price points. Yeah. And now they're kind of a little bit different price points. But at one point they were exact same. The first one is the VASTI.
Yeah.
And I've liked them since they came out in 2015 when I was a kid. I always thought the styling was sick. And I liked them. I've always liked them. And I'd never driven one. I had ridden around in a couple and enjoyed them. I thought they sounded amazing. When you got yours, I was like as happy as you were.
Yeah.
And I wasn't the one who bought it. But like when we picked it up and I drove Scoob and you drove your STI, like I was as happy as you were that like you had gotten it. And I'd always loved that car. And when you let me drive it on the Loman Cruise.
And stop blowing O's during a story.
Sorry. God.
When you let me drive during the Loman Cruise.
Yeah. Like you were that was a good day for you.
I had never felt that like type of connection with a car before.
Yeah.
To the point where I thought like, okay, like the guys who talk about a connection with a car are weird because like I've never felt it. But
boy howdy, there it is.
Truly when you find that point where like you're not even thinking. Every motion in the car is just complete, like instinct.
Yeah.
It's like a symphony. Like, everything is just happening perfectly. You can't make a mistake.
Yeah.
You're just perfectly in sync with the car, with the road. Never felt that before, and I'll never forget it. And your VASTI, like, changed my entire mind on cars that day, and I've been disappointed ever since. And
glad I've ruined your life for you.
And truly, everything I've owned afterwards, even when I got home and had to drive, like, I think I had the red 330 at the time. I was like, well, this sucks. And haven't felt that feeling since. The reason that I want to answer STI even more than the second option, which I will get into the second option.
Yeah.
I think the STI edges out my second option because when I hadn't seen one in a long time. Genuinely hadn't really even, like, seen one or been close to one in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Since, like, kind of since you sold yours. And the detail shop the other day. I got laid off. I opened the bay because I was washing.
Yeah.
And I opened the bay to see, like, okay, what do I got to wash next? And it was a VASTI. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, I was like a little kid. I was like, I'm telling Aaron, our buddy, who you met today.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what this is? Like, this is a VASTI. Like, this is like the engine. It's a flat four and it goes like this. It's a boxer. And I'm like, I'm spazzing on Aaron. He's like, he doesn't give a fuck. And I'm like,
full grand autismo.
Yeah. And I was like, these cars are actually really planted because the top of the engine block is actually below the top of the tires. And it's like, so it's got a really
low. Realize about these is they're actually really fast.
Yeah. Like, they're actually really low center of gravity. Yeah. Like, they're actually really low center of gravity and they actually handle really well. Dude, I full spaz. And
I love that.
And I realized, like, I really, like, need a VASTI.
I think you do. Dude, they're getting cheap again.
They're getting cheap again. And so I think I have to answer that because of how it made me feel.
Yeah.
And I get that there's going to be people who are like, really? Like, it's just an STI? It's a fucking Subaru?
Power. They're slow.
Shut the fuck up.
You don't understand until you've driven one.
Dude, straight line kids piss me off so much.
True. But even if you want to do straight line, like, especially with the Type RA block, those cars will, they'll get rowdy. But But I would rather take that car in the corners any day.
And exactly. Well, that's what it's for.
Yeah. And so I think that would have to be my answer based off of how it made me feel alone.
Dirt.
I want to take
this
one.
This is the way.
I want to take one in the dirt and see
how it
feels.
I hadn't cared about the paint on mine as much as I did. It was too perfect to rally.
True.
But I do it. I wish the snow gave me a good taste of what that's like in a rally. And I wish you guys had been there for that.
I wish you could have afforded a full PPF wrap so you could have have not cared for a little bit and then just peeled it off and sold it.
Yeah.
But the second option is a car that I've driven but never gotten to drive hard.
Yeah.
And I've always been obsessed with, like, my entire life, really. And that's the Mustang. Specifically GT350. And even the old GT350s I really like.
Oh, the 60s ones? Yeah.
And a year after the VASTI, holy shit, came out.
Numbers or letters is tough.
Yeah. 2015, we get VASTI, technically 14, but whatever.
Yeah.
And then 16, technically 15, we get GT350, the new GT350.
What a timeline that was.
Lost my fucking mind. And
let's not forget that 3 years earlier, we got Subaru BRZ, dog.
True. dare I say, 2011, because of the LCIA 90, to 2018-19, I think was peak, at least for like while I was alive, car. And then after that, it just kind of went downhill.
It is really fun to see the generational change. Yeah. We're about almost, not quite, but almost 10 years apart.
Yeah.
And for me, that's like 2000s cars.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's just 10 years before. Pretty and much. We're 10 years apart. Yeah.
But
so,
which I still have a lot of appreciation for, like, up to probably 2016.
Yeah.
And then probably after 18 or 19, stuff started going downhill.
So maybe that even further proves your point that 2016 was like peak for cars and car community.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, but
you know
so
what happened in 2016?
What did happen?
They shot Harambe.
They shot Harambe. We
it's
changed.
Never been the same since they shot Harambe.
2016 was the last good year that existed.
Yeah, and then we changed timelines when they shot Harambe, and everything went downhill from there.
I'm actually starting to think that theory may be true.
It's a lot. It's got a lot of good arguments.
A lot of shit has changed since 2016.
Sorry, I just thought
that
the
car scene got worse. Cars got worse.
Life kind of got
life got worse.
Well, life got worse, and then it got better recently.
Yeah,
but.
It's because we had another eclipse after the eclipse.
Are you saying we're back now?
Yeah, we're back. In the
I don't like
timeline.
This timeline either.
So fucking back, dude.
I don't like this timeline either. We're about to go to war. Shit's about to get back.
We're not about to go to war.
You got
to
think, though, because we still, stuff still happened in the old timeline. You got to think how they thought in the Avengers. Like, you, hold on.
You had me until you brought in the Marvel universe.
Hold on.
We really went from VASTI to the Avengers.
Hold
just
on.
Like that, bro.
Let me explain.
I didn't even get to talk about the GT350.
Well, you can later. So, you know, they go back in time, but that back in time now becomes their present. And then when they come back, they change the future, but it's weird, right?
I'm not nearly drunk or high enough for this.
So
I know what he's talking about.
So when Harambe died, there was an eclipse that year. The eclipse is what changed the timeline. We jumped to a different timeline. But since we switched timelines, that section until this next eclipse that happened is our timeline. And so we just have to deal with what happened.
You had me, and then you lost me.
I'm actually following.
You got two lines, and
maybe,
it's like...
Maybe I need the mushrooms.
There's two lines, and they don't cross.
They don't cross. They just switch.
They switch.
But the section of timeline that we dealt with that just ended is, like, think of it as take that little chunk and just put it in our normal timeline.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so it's like, there's, like, timeline A, and then we hit the eclipse, and then it's timeline B, and then we hit the eclipse, and we go back to timeline A. But timeline B still happened, so we have to still deal with everything that happened in timeline B, even though it's not timeline A, the original timeline.
Steel's heavier than feathers.
Well, what's heavier, 1 pound of feathers or 1 pound of steel?
The steel.
Dog.
They're both a kilogram.
They're both a kilogram.
Anyway, though.
Anyway. I think I get you, but also what the fuck?
Yeah,
so anyway, how about the cars these days? The GT350.
Yeah. Hayden,
I'm with you on this. By the way, I think the GT3 is a fucking lovely.
It's
car.
It's amazing car. Hayden, valiant effort. I saw what you did there. Try to get us out of cars, and I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I'm in too
there
deep.
It was an attempt, but I'm too stupid to talk about stuff that deep.
I
ain't doing it.
The problem is I'm in too deep. And I'm now further on this side than I am on that side.
I know you
are.
Let's
go.
Shit. Anyway, the GT350, though, when it came out in 2016, I was like, that's the best thing I've ever seen. And then... And then...
When they did that, the premiere in 2017 with all the Ford Performance cars in the... What was that called? Liquid Blue?
Yeah, they had the GT up there as well.
When did the GT, the Focus RS, the Fiesta ST.
When did they release...
Former Fiesta ST owner, that's
so
the best
good.
Car.
So good.
When did they release the 350R?
16 or 17. I think it was 16.
17.
Was it? I thought it came out at the same time.
No, I thought it was later because it was like a add-on. Like, this is the track one.
No, he's kind of correct. And you're also
correct. Completely talking out of my ass.
It's probably like 6 months later, if anything.
The GT, as far as I know, we're going to get fact checked. I think the GT350 came out actual year 15, model year 16.
Mm-hmm.
The 350R came out actual year 16, model year 16. Because, and I only am guessing this, because Forza it's a 16 GT350R.
Gotcha.
So I'm guessing they were around in 16.
Okay.
I don't think they came out on the exact same time, though. But we do have a person fact-checking this right now.
I'm actively fact-checking.
And he's not Mr. Producer. Because he's not here, and we're sad about it. But the GT350 was amazing to look at, and I really liked the styling, and I loved the stripes. And then when I heard it for the first time, when they posted a clip of it like racing around the track, I was in love with the 5.2 and the Voodoo engine. And the rest is kind of history. And I've still never gotten to drive one really hard, and I really would like to. But, yeah. Yeah.
I do like
2016.
The GT.
2016?
Yep,
yeah.
For both.
No, shit. I do like the GT350s.
I think it's an amazing car.
I've gotten to ride passenger in one once, and that's my only experience with it. But
yeah.
I wasn't as into them as I am now.
Yeah, yeah.
So I didn't get to fully appreciate it. But yeah, it was a lovely, lovely car.
I ask this with nearly every guest. This is going to be a slight attempt to get us out of cars. But maybe it'll just end up about cars. Do you subscribe? And I feel like this is something we haven't talked about at all.
Probably not.
Do you subscribe to conspiracy theories?
I mean, it depends on the conspiracy theory, but not usually.
Okay, I've gotten that answer before, and it usually just means no.
Yeah.
So, do you have an example? Like, is there one that, depend? When you say depends on the theory, is there one that...
I don't
that
know
you,
all of them, so I don't know.
There's not, a single one that you've heard of that you're like, that's interesting?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head. It's not something I think about usually.
Yeah, that's
so
fair.
So, it's not something I ever...
I just like talking, apparently bullshit and going, oh.
I mean, when we had the phone in the microwave discussion about BlackRock, that was interesting.
What phone in the microwave discussion about BlackRock?
I don't know what you're talking about. We don't have a microwave here.
Do you remember that one?
I think that's the end of the podcast.
Is that the end of the pod?
Goodbye.
Oh. Send Scoobs on Instagram.